y'all. What's good?
What's up? What's up?
So, this just in, Youth Chat has a podcast, and this is the first episode. Guys, can you make some noise? The people in the room. Yes, this is it. This is it. We're here. We're loving it, and I hope you guys love our content as well. We have a lot to talk about. I just feel like it's important for us to just sit and just discuss things that are, you know, happening around us. Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, yeah, let's start with the introductions. So I'm your girl, Jessica. Jessica Mabua. Anyways, I'm gonna be co-hosting this this entire podcast series with Stefan over here.
Thank you.
Hi.
What's up?
Say hi to the viewers.
What's up, guys?
Uh-huh.
Stefan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. That's about it, yeah? Sometimes we call him Steven over here. It's a very confusing little...
Stephen, some people take it to be a girl's name, so Steven makes it mainly, you know, to some people.
Yeah, anyways, moving along, because this one will, will ramble, eh? You'll find that out later on. But anyways, so we've got our guest today here. She's beautiful and she is a very smart businesswoman, and she, you know, she's making her rounds and
she did not bring food.
hey, we're supposed to be providing the food for her. Okay, so
thank you.
So yes, anyways, I'm trying to introduce her. So yes.
My name is Latrine.
Hi, Latrine. What's good?
Hi, guys.
How are you doing good today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me here.
I'm really happy to be here.
You're very much welcome.
Thank you so much
for being here.
So basically, our first topic is something that is very dear to our hearts. Isn't it, Stefan?
Very, very close.
Yeah.
It's something which...
Can you tell us a backstory on it, and then Trin will tell us the title.
Okay, so a few months back, me and Jessica and the other guys, we planned to do a topic, and I'm not going to say the name because I want Trin to introduce the topic.
Yeah.
So we planned to do a topic, and something just pushed us to stop shooting because we were doing like videos. So something pushed us to stop shooting, and recently we both figured out that
it was Jesus.
Because the topic and the direction which we were headed with topic.
It was intended to be really good.
Good.
You know?
It was a good topic.
Obviously, yeah.
But the information was wrong. It was, how can I put it? It was New Age, not scriptural information. So we managed to sort that out.
And there's always a confusion these days, eh?
Yeah, these New Age practices. So Latrine, I think you can introduce the topic to us.
Okay, so our topic for today is self-love.
Yes, self-love. That sounds lovely,
right? Someone's like, ooh, I'm gonna love myself today.
Yeah! Yeah, so can you please define self-love in your own terms, like, before I get to mine, my research twine? Yeah.
Okay. So generally, self-love is being comfortable with, or rather defining yourself and setting principles for yourself, and feeling complete within yourself.
Yeah,
that's right.
And from that statement, if you're someone who was like me before, you'd be like, no, isn't that a good thing? Like finding yourself and discovering yourself and having that self-esteem and whatnot. It sounds good, but there's an element which is missing. You can't have self-love without God. So, in the culture, the thing that is being spread is self-love without God. So yeah, just continue.
I really wanted to hear your take on it as well. No. So like, what do you yourself define self love as? Like,
what do I want
before, you know, you came to this, you know, breakthrough realization that, oh wait.
It was like, with self love you find yourself in yourself. So it was basically searching for yourself, and when you search for yourself,
how does one find search yourself for themselves?
So, yeah, exactly. Like this, where did this you culture go, Jesus? This is where this stuff like meditation comes into. Like, meditate on yourself and whatnot. So it's like there's nothing in there except the thing that you're supposed to be putting in. So it didn't make sense at a certain point. Like, how do you find yourself? Because if we say that we are not complete, we are born in sin, how is it that when we find ourselves, that means we're finding the sin in ourselves? Yeah, so that was like the idea I had for self-love, was like finding yourself. And I pushed for this a lot because I was a person who's introvert, always inside, so I'm always alone.
Yeah, I feel like everyone pushes self-love.
Exactly.
And it's not all bad, you know? Like, it's not like we're trying to say an ideal of self-love is just so unbiblical. I don't think that's the case at all. It's just we tend to confuse and mix other principles where you should actually be leading towards the word to tell us what we should do to discover who we are and what
our purpose.
Yeah.
It's more about your purpose, like what you're meant to be doing.
Exactly. Because to be honest, if you don't know what you're meant to be doing, you'll literally be following everyone else, guys. We have so many carbon copies.
And you know,
just like yeah. It's just like there's nothing wrong with being uniquely yourself.
No, we are different.
Anyway, guys,
let's get into it.
Yeah. Well, the definition here that I have for self-love, says not letting your background define what you are or what your values are. Rather, you yourself defining who you are and what you deserve. Also, what you believe in. So you, as a person, you know, this is where you get to understand how confusing it is. Because if you're the one who's defining everything about yourself, where does God come in? Yeah.
It's more like worshiping yourself.
Self-worship, exactly. Yeah. That's the correct term
instead
for it.
Instead of God.
It's actually self-worship yourself.
Yes. So this actually, guys, tied in with a Bible verse. Somebody, please. You know, worshiping yourself, guys. There's
This is gonna like knock you off your pedestals, like those high pedestals you're on, because this verse just knocked us out. Like it knocked us out. This verse. I believe it's
when we need it for us.
Okay, so our first scripture reference is 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 to 5, but I won't read all of it. But understand this, that in the last days, there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, so on.
Guys, what does that sound like? This is our generation.
This just described
and not
millennials.
And not
Twitter.
This, guys. At the end of, I think it's verses 5, it says, avoid such people.
This just described like the whole time, my whole timeline on Twitter.
To keep...
Like, others are lovers of self, others are lovers of money, others are
proud.
Imagine.
And arrogant.
Believers, we're not saying that we don't have all these things, but we are working on losing all of these things. So our point is, some people embrace these things as if it is something to be proud of. And that's not good. And I think you've just said it yourself. Others will be lovers of self.
But I do feel like there is a whole lot of that happening, whereby you are the pioneer of your own life, you know, you are your own God type of thing, so you gotta make a way for yourself, and yeah. It's just
it doesn't work.
It you doesn't work at the end of the day, because I feel like you get to a point where you become difficulties there, everyone. So sorry for that. But as I was saying before, I was saying self-love can lead you to depression. Because one thing's for sure, we cannot, as human beings, we cannot love ourselves to the full capacity that God can love us, you know, and that is a fact. And there's nothing more to say about that.
I think the lie that the culture tries to tell us is that creation can be loved. That's one big lie. That creation can be loved. For us to breathe, we need God.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You can't say that you are self-sufficient. You can't give yourself.
True. Oh, and I want you to say something that you found out recently.
This article from Desiring God says, in a biblical view of self-love, not only leaves you unsatisfied, it can leave you unsanctified. If we dismiss the convictions of consciousness, simply lack of self-acceptance, we risk misidentifying gracious ones with God as a chance for Satan. So,
yeah, expand on it.
Just say, I'm just going to state it. Say you are left unsatisfied. No man on this earth can satisfy you. I feel like when we hear that, we think that it's only people around us. We don't include ourselves because we are also men. So no man can satisfy you. And when you have this unbiblical idea of self-love, you are unsanctified. Sanctification, for me, if I'm not mistaken, is related to being saved. So when you're sanctified, you're saved by the blood of Jesus who died for us. So this is like saying, when you have this biased view of self-love, now thinking that you alone satisfy yourself, meaning that you have substituted God from the equation. You substituted Jesus mostly, because Jesus said, no man can go to the Father except through me. So without Jesus, you're not saved. So you made yourself unsanctified.
Yeah, that's true. But I'd also like to read you a verse, which is literally the epitome of where love yourself originated from, I think. So I'm gonna read from Wait, hold on. Okay, I think this is
let me read
this. I can't really tell which the verse is there. It's just like I'm not really sure which book it comes from, but guys, it's there, okay? So So yes, Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Okay?
That's meant to you.
Yeah? Okay. Oh yeah, that's Matthew 22 verse 37 to 39.
Yeah.
Yes, finally got it there.
And that is most used verse to justify people saying self-love, self-love. But they don't realize that, yes, you can make it wrong way with
I'd just like to, like, okay, so like the whole aspect of love here was defined for us, okay, in three steps, you know. Yes, Jesus first,
yeah,
okay, and then the second, okay, it's same level, love your neighbor, mm-hmm, as you love yourself. Yourself, yeah. So basically it's these are the steps to finding love, guys.
I always call it love is first, not for itself.
Yeah.
If, like you said, finding love, a man is told first to love God, mm-hmm, and submit to God, mm-hmm, before expecting a woman to submit to him. Mm-hmm. So a woman cannot submit to a man if he is not submitting to God. So that's our submission, that's to. Okay. Another topic,
so, that's another topic, guys. Yeah, it's coming up though. Yeah,
about that verse that you read, like, it says that, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Yeah.
So, people can interpret that verse as like, oh, the Bible says that I should love myself, so I need to love myself. Of course, you have to take care of yourself and you have, yeah, to be good to yourself so that you can share that love to other people also. But then we have to know that man is a spirit. So if you're loving yourself, in this case, it means that you have to love the spirit that God gave you. And that spirit that is in you, it's from God. So you can't say that you loving yourself is physical or emotional or, I don't know, it's spiritual.
Yeah.
Because that's the basis of man. Yeah. That's, yeah, the real you.
Let me just support you with this statement.
Yeah.
True self-love is acceptance of ourselves as redeemed people by, amen, Christ.
Amen.
Yes, we are loved and accepted. But it is precisely not because we are worthy in ourselves, but because Christ is worthy. When we are in Christ, we are perfect because Christ is perfect, not because we are perfect. So true love is because of Christ, not ourselves. So our point here is that self-love should be because of Christ / God, not because of ourselves. If you remove God from the equation, you've decided to now idolize yourself, you've decided to worship,
yeah,
yourself.
And I also wanted to be like, to like examine the generation's view of what self-love is, because I feel like at the end of the day, it becomes kind of like a vicious cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Like it starts with, you know, I'm like super important, I need to prioritize my feelings over everyone else. And it's just like, that's not love in itself. Love is a selfless and continuous giving of yourself, to other people. And it's just like, if you're focusing only on self and like what you gain from other people, it's just gonna lead you to be a prideful person. It's gonna lead you to be, yeah, boastful, and it's like things that aren't very,
yeah.
And I just want to be like, you're gonna become selfish at the end of the day, like, you know, which is not how, you know, Jesus loved us, like,
There's this verse that says, Philippians 2:3. Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than, mm-hmm, yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, I love myself too much, like, no, I'm okay with myself, like everything that I have, I'm content with everything, and no one, there's nothing the world can offer to me, there's nothing anyone can offer to me, but God is here to offer you everything that you, literally everything that you have, that's God,
yep,
who offered it to you. So how can you say that I'm content with everything that I have? I don't need anything from anyone.
Yeah.
I don't need anyone. That includes God. Yeah. And there are people that God places in our lives to connect us to our destiny or to His purpose for us. And then when you say that, I don't need anyone, then you're
blocking your own blessings.
Yes.
You don't want to be that person, guys. Huh? You're making life difficult for yourself.
I feel like this also stands for
yeah, people don't actually dive into the word.
I'm just
going to
say, I'm always trying to posting a Bible verse on your status. It's not enough. Yes, it's a good thing. Someone will be helped by that verse. But I'm talking about you. It's not enough.
Is it helping you?
It's not enough. Mm-hmm. Because we have these Bible verses like everywhere. They are everywhere. The Bible is everywhere. The Bible says, meditate on the word day and night. There's a verse from, I think it's Ezekiel, which says that he meditated on the word from morning to noon, and those who were with him, they listened. Imagine reading the Bible from morning to afternoon.
Yeah.
And we tried to read the Bible for 5 seconds. Just see a post and we read and we're saved. That is not enough.
Someone say that, have you ever noticed that whenever you want to read a Bible, you end up sleeping?
Yeah,
And then you say that it's because you want to read the Bible when you are done with everything else. Mm. Like you want to go to sleep, you want to rest and all that. And then you say, oh no, I can't sleep without reading the Bible. That's when you want to put God. That's when you want to read the Bible. Of which you can do it during the day, like, oh no, let me read the Bible. Whilst you are still active,
you're not exhausted. You get those urges. It's just that you ignore them up until the very last minute.
Mind you, we're not saying it's bad to read the Bible.
It's not.
But there's this thing that we've been made to believe that God, you can only talk to God in the morning
and in the evening,
or when you're watching it.
Yeah.
That's not
I feel like this needs another episode. This one here.
Yeah.
Reading the Bible. You know?
A huge one.
Honestly.
A huge episode. Let's go back to our topic.
Yes. Do you have anything to add?
I wanted to read self-love is temporary. The temporary relief we might feel by self-love cannot compare to the overwhelming relief of true love. And that is acceptance of God.
Yeah.
Self-acceptance of the children of God is not active striving love ourselves more. Rather, it is coming more and more to see ourselves as God sees us. That is if we are in Christ. That's what I wanted to read. Then I just wanted to read this verse. I feel like it also helps on this self-introspection that it shouldn't be taken away. It says, examine yourselves. That's 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves, or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you? You hear that? He is in you. Unless indeed you fail to meet the test, I hope you will find out that we have not failed to take the test. But we pray to God that you may not do wrong. Not that we may appear to have met the test, but that you may do what is right, though we may seem to have failed. For we cannot do anything against the truth, but only for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak and you are strong. He is strong when we are weak. Mm-hmm. God is always strong for us. We are not perfect. That's why I say self-love is temporary. Never satisfy yourself. We're not perfect. No one else is perfect. That's why you cannot depend on others to love you.
I have a question. Yeah? Like I just thought of this, right? For people that are unbelievers, right?
Yeah.
I think the first thing they would ask is like, in what way is God love? Like, how is God love?
You You want us to explain?
Yeah, I'm asking you guys. Explain, guys. You know? Okay. Why do you, our answer here is God is love.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And then someone would be like, but why is God love? Go off, guys. Okay.
This one's for you.
I think God is love because when he created everything, if you check in Genesis 1, 2,
somewhere there, guys.
When God created the earth and the heavens. So, he, after every creation, he would look back and say, this is good. Right? And he was pleased with his own work. Yeah. So, for you to be pleased with something, it means that you love that thing.
Yeah.
And for you to create something in your own image, something that reflects who you are, and it means that he himself, he loves himself. He is love.
Mm-hmm.
So he alone is sufficient.
Yeah.
So he made us in his image because, and then he saw that it was good. He is love, and he also, not forgetting the fact that he gave his only son to die for us, for our sins.
Yeah.
And he became sin so that we can be perfect in him.
Yeah.
God despises sin, but he made his only son to be sin so that we can be righteous in
him. Just the epitome of what love is, guys, honestly speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you're always thinking about love, God. All these versions of love.
I'm telling you. Because
where there's no God in it. It's not love. And some people try to act as if it's godly love. But if you go to, that's why I said, read your Bible. See if what they're saying is working along with what the Bible says. That's one thing.
You go searching for it, like other places where you know, guys, at the end of the day, it's really not going to work out for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It also needs like,
it does.
Keep on talking.
It does, honestly speaking. I mean, obviously, like, once you do dive into the word, you see, okay, God. You know, you see how human beings have, you know, continuously just, you know, fallen back on themselves, but then God is always there to pick us up. You know, God is always there to you know, like, I don't know, he's always merciful.
Yes.
And I think true love is just continuous, I don't know, what is the word? Yeah,
unconditional.
Honestly. Yeah.
Even though there's a statement I'm trying to say, God is not like men. When we are mocked, we lose interest. He doesn't. He's always mocked. When we are fought by enemies, we lose interest. When we are rejected, we reject others.
Mm-hmm.
He did not. His son did not. Jesus was rejected by the same people who he helped.
Mm-hmm.
The same people who he fed. The same people who he healed. But he still died for those same people.
Mm-hmm.
Even on the cross, guys, your nails, hands with nails inside them.
Mm.
He said, Father, forgive them.
They don't know what they're doing.
That is love, unconditional love.
Yeah.
And that is what we are taught to give to others.
Yeah.
And only in him is.
Which is why it's so distorted seeing, like, how, I don't know, millennials are kind of defining what love is. For themselves, it's so conditional. It is.
If I'm not getting anything, so
yes.
Why
it's like there's an entire list. If you don't satisfy these lists, like, guys, I'm telling you now, huh?
Like I said, here's the thing. our generation. Mm-hmm. We're not defining love from them. We are defining love from other sources.
I want to be like, okay, there's also like an example that I have to say. Okay, before I forget it, I'm forgetting it right now. Even, guys, she's even saying before I forget it, and she's forgetting in the process. Oh my gosh. Okay, so basically, it's like even you yourself give yourself conditional love these days. Okay.
Yeah.
Right now, you can be like, I don't really like my weight. You know, once I look like that, okay, that's when I'll love myself the most. That's when I will really be out here. Okay. So basically, it's like that's how you know this idea of self-love and how you get it these days. It's so
biased.
Yeah, there's negative implications of it.
Like this self-love issue, you can never be satisfied because there's always something that you're not. There's always something that you need to improve.
Obviously, especially now with social media, you see like okay, 20 year olds. I mean, like you see like 20 year olds that have like you know a nice house, they have a car, they're there. You're like, wait, what exactly?
What
have I done, guys? Yeah. I feel like I'm working hard, but something is wrong here.
And yeah, there's like, always something not okay.
What surprises me is, I think this these celebrities who are always sideways
and mimicking
themselves. Mm-hmm. It's like you guys are like, I need the perfect body like hers, but that same person is always changing something about themselves.
Yeah.
So that's like evidence that there's no perfection in self. Because if you want to copy that person, you're gonna keep changing yourself because that person is also changing.
Yeah, you can't idolize someone who has fake this, fake this, fake that, and you're like, oh girl, she's so pretty and she's
and they're you know, also idolizing someone else. Idolizing someone who is idolizing someone else.
Yeah.
Beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord is what?
Will be praised.
Yes.
There we go. A pastor said, I think you should listen to his name, is Paul Washington. He said, ladies, you are very, 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 very beautiful. Mm-hmm. But one day you're going to be very, 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 very ugly.
And wrinkly, guys.
It wasn't an offense. It was just facts. Like it you is. Shouldn't base your life
gravity,
on
guys.
On things that are constantly changing. Only the word of God doesn't change.
Yeah.
The word of God doesn't change.
There's this I think it's an article or something. But it defines self-esteem, not self-love. And see, it says self-esteem is typically defined as confidence in one's own worth or abilities. That's the general definition, right? But then he goes on to say, as a Christian, I define self-esteem as having confidence that I am who God says I am. It's not dependent on my own abilities, because those can be unreliable, but instead on knowing that God will equip me for the work he has set out for me to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
And to give more light to what you just said, I do have a verse. Proverbs 28 verse 26. Those who trust in themselves are fools, but those who walk in wisdom are kept safe.
Hey.
Okay.
Wisdom. The beginning of wisdom comes from where?
From God.
The fear of the Lord.
Yeah.
So all these facts and philosophies from these cultural people, their lives, that's not wisdom. Unless you get your wisdom from the word of God.
Guys, just reading Proverbs to understand, like fully understand what wisdom is, hey?
I'm doing it now.
Yeah. It's just like
I think we're gonna start like
that.
Proverbs.
Yo, guys.
Every day you read
your I'm already in it. I'm already in it. And what?
Okay, so and wisdom this is verse. Like, it's a common verse. Philippians 4 verses 13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. It's basically saying that you cannot do anything without God.
Yeah.
It's actually saying that God does things for me.
Yeah.
Because he gives me strength.
Strength.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where your strength comes in from.
You
guys.
Cannot.
In other words, you get tired, guys. That's why
on your own, yes.
That's what I was saying. You will get to a point where you're anxious and you know you feel depressed, but you know, like there's God there to pick you up, guys. To be like, yo, okay, this is what this. These are the plans that I have for you, and you know, will prosper.
And you know, God is amazing. Like, we do things that are not in conformity with His word. But then, even though we do things that we end up putting ourselves in harm's way or anything, but then when we are in harm's way, He comes in our lives to pick us up, to defend us, to protect us, even though we led ourselves to that place.
Yeah.
But He's always there for
that's
us.
What I was, that's what I was trying
that's
to say.
That's love.
Why, yeah, that is why God is love.
Yeah.
There we go.
We are in the world which is called to belong to the peace of the day. Mm-hmm. That is why we are saying we are born in sin. Mm-hmm. And from day on we are in sin until we repent. So the thing is, our bodies or ourselves, we are already designed to go for things which are of darkness. That's why Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Which means that we are dead. If He said He is the life, it means we are dead.
If you're not in Him, you're dead.
Exactly. Yeah. That is something we need to realize. That if you are not in Him, you are dead. So if you're looking for self-love in yourself, you're looking for dead things because you never find it.
Yeah.
So that is something we need to always learn. That only in Christ are we alive. And we have light. I feel like we've exhausted most of the points. I don't know if you have any closing remarks or anything.
Advice, anything?
Okay, guys, you are basically saying that you should love yourself in Christ. Yeah, we are not saying that you should just live anyhow and love yourself according to God's purpose for you.
There we go. Yes, I think that's beautiful. I think this is it for the first episode. This has been a great topic to dive into. I think something that everyone wants to next to do. Before we close off.
We are here. We finally made it. First episode.
Again, round of applause!
Guys, thank you for listening to all the listeners yesterday. I know you know that you can always comment messages and stuff. We want your feedback on this. This is the Bible study we're sharing this thing to.
Yeah.
Want topics that you want to share, you want us to share, to research and stuff. Our Twitter, you have it there as well. You can always send a message. Always be available. That's mostly what I wanted to say. And there are more topics on there, like a lot of topics.
Yes.
Even more controversial ones.
Oh, yes. Honey.
And that's the beauty of Christ.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much to